This afternoon, we'd like to title Your Heart in Matthew chapter 6, verses 14 through 34. For online courses students of the world, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 15, but if you do not forgive them their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Why not? The question one in verse 15, but if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your forefather, your Father forgive your trespasses. Why not? Question two, in verse 20, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. What does the phrase of lay up for yourselves in heaven mean? What does the phrase of lay up for yourselves in heaven mean? The last question in verse 25, therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Why not? So in verse 25, therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Why not? The last question. First of all, we'd like to see, you know, what does it mean, worry? Worry means the dictionary definition, you know, anxious thought, extensive thought. You know, that kind of means worry. How about concern? Concern is concern give mobilizing us to do. In faith, in this context, why? Because Jesus talks about the you of a little faith. So that's why concern means mobilize us to do in faith. Worry is like not mobilized or immobilized. You know, just the anxious thought, you know, extensive thought, you know, kind of thing. So that is in mind that. Also, Jesus is teaching us the several topics. Number one, forgiveness. Number two, fasting. Number three, treasures in heaven. Number four, light of the body. Number five, two masters. Last one, do not worry. Forgiveness, verse 14. For if you forgive men their trespasses. Here, man, you know, simply means, you know, people. Because at that time when Matthew wrote this book, man means people, not just the male only. You know, man is just the people, including female, just general people, audience people. Matthew wrote this particular book to the Jewish people. So here, you know, the man meaning the believers of God, you know, Jewish people, you know, obviously believers of God. So if you forgive a man means, you know, simply in this context, believers, their trespasses. Also, we can see the last one is Gentile. So Gentiles means is unbelievers in this context, not just non-Jewish people only. Why? Because the Matthew wrote this book of Matthew to Jewish people, main audience. That's why, you know, Gentiles means unbeliever in this particular context, not, you know, just non-Jews. You know, so if you interpret, you know, Gentiles as non-Jews, so it is nonsense. It would be nonsense, you know, so like that. So verse 14, for if you forgive a man their trespasses, or if you forgive believers brothers their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive a man, or if you do not forgive believers believers over whom? Over God, their trespasses or their sins, neither will your forefather forgive your trespasses. The question one, you know, why not, you know, God the Father will not forgive us if we do not, you know, forgive my brother's trespasses or debt or wrongfulness. Why not? Because that is a Bible basis, because all people are sinners, the number one. Romans chapter 3, you know, verse 23 says, for all have sins. So for all men, or for all people have sins and fall short of the glory of God. So simply means all people are sinners. So all people are sinners. You know, some people believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as a Savior. Because of their faith, they can be saved. They can be forgiven their total sin. So all people are sinners, but some people who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as a Savior are forgiven. You know, their sins are forgiven. That's why, you know, they are saved. So then also Matthew chapter 18, verses 21 through 35, Jesus gave us certain parable, you know, to them. Then Peter came to Jesus and said, Lord, how often shall my brother in Christ sin against me and I forgive him? Up to seven times. So basically Peter asked Jesus, how many times can I forgive my brother who committed sin against me? Then Jesus said to Peter, I do not say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven. 70 times seven, what does it mean? 70 times seven means 490. So not a matter of a mathematical calculation. Simply means Jesus, you know, unlimitedly. So, you know, you may forgive your brothers to commit a sin, so unlimitedly, without measure. So that kind of thing. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. Here Jesus gave a certain parable over, you know, debtor's situation. And when he had begun to settle accounts, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. So NIV said 10,000 bags of gold. So talent is, you know, high value unit in the Jewish, you know, biblical unit. 10,000 talent. Certain biblical scholar talks about that is about $50 million in the United States dollar, $50 million. So one guy owed a lot of money to his king, his master. But as he was not able to pay, his master or king commanded that he be sold with his wife and children and all that he had. Basically commanded that he be sold, he as a slave, and his wife as a slave, his children also as slaves, and all that sold to pay off their debt, his debt. The servant therefore fell down before the king, saying, Master, have patience with me, and I will pay you all. Then the master, the servant, was moved with compassion. So the master had a compassion with debtor who is not able to pay off. He saying he wants to sell himself, his wife, his children, and everything to pay off and forgive him the debt. So 10,000 talents. So he was forgiven humongous amount, $50 million. But that servant went out and found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. 100 genera is, you know, there is 10,000 verse 100, which means just 1%, but you need the talent verse denarii. So, you know, less than 1% amount. So NIV said 800 silver coins, not too much. So he laid a hand on him, took him by the throat, saying, "Pay me what you owe," very little. Although his debt, too much debt, was forgiven entirely, but he did not forgive a little debtor, less than 1% debtor. "Pay me what you owe." So his fellow servant fell down at his feet and begged him, saying, "Have patience with me, and I will pay you all." And he would not, but went and threw him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what had been done, they were very grieved. So the other servant saw what the initial debtor actually did to a little in debt. So they feel so grieved and came and told their master or their king all that had been done. Then his master, after he had called him, said to him, "You wicked servant." Why, you know, he called him wicked servant? Because he was totally forgiven, although he owed a lot of it, you know, 10,000 talent, but he didn't forgive a little debt. That's why I called a wicked servant. "I forgive you all that debt because you begged me. Should you not also have had compassion on your fellow servant just as I had pity on you?" So basically asking, you know, you should have compassion. Compassion is a type of agape love. And his master was angry and delivered him to the torturers or jailers until he should pay all that was due to him. So my Heavenly Father also will do to you if each of you from his heart does not forgive his brother his trespasses. So basically God, you know, the Jesus wanted brothers to forgive brothers' sin against themselves without measure, unlimitedly. So that's why. So the question one, you know, why not? Why will love our Father forgive our trespasses? Because we originally sinner, our sin was forgiven completely. So therefore, we should forgive our trespassers. That is the bottom line answer. Next topic, fasting. Fasting to be seen only by God. "Moreover, when you fast, do not be like the hypocrites with a sad countenance or a sad face." Why, you know, sad? Because the fasting meaning not, you know, eating food. You know, that's why we feel, you know, hungry. So naturally might just show up, expose, you know, a sad, you know, countenance. "For they disfigure their faces that they may appear to men or to people to be fasting. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face so that you do not appear to people to be fasting, but to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly." Here, you know, the fasting is to God the Father, not, you know, to the people. That's why, you know, you do not, you know, to show your bad, you know, conscience, or your, you know, disfigured, you know, face, you know, like that. So fasting prayer, we could find out Bible. Fasting prayer is a way of prayers like a supplication or a fervent prayer. under special circumstances, sorrow, affliction, repentance, protection, or dedication, the Spirit naturally leads our broken-hearted prayer deep into the fasting prayer to humble ourselves. One example, sorrow. So Jesus said in Luke chapter 5, 35, the bridegroom taken away, so the bride, made a prayer with fasting. Also affliction. So in Psalm chapter 35, verse 13, while they were sick, they are praying with fasting. Also the devil cast away. So some people like a devil, bothering certain people. In that case, they are praying with fasting. Next case, repentance. Turn to me with all your heart. In Joel chapter 2, verse 12. Joel, as a representative of Israelites, he prayed to the Lord with fasting for repentance. Protection. Ezra chapter 8 verse 21, seek from God the right way for us. Because in order to seek God's protection, that's why we are praying with fasting. Also dedication. Before Jesus first dedicated the ministry on the earth, Jesus prayed with fasting too in Matthew chapter 4 verse 2. Also, Paul Barnabas dedicated as a missionary in Book of Acts, chapter 13, verse 2 and 3. So they prayed with fasting. Annas also dedicated prayer waiting for Messiah in Luke chapter 2, verse 37. So Annas prayed in temple for waiting Messiah. So she wanted to dedicate it. Her prayer to the Lord. Fasting is only before God, not before people. So Jesus taught it before people. Fasting itself is not always required in Matthew chapter 9, verse 14, although prayer is always required in the 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17, prayer without ceasing. However, fasting naturally comes out of our broken-hearted prayers as a way of a fervent prayer by the Holy Spirit. That is fasting. So fasting before God, not before people. So then the God the Father will reward openly to him. That's the bottom line teaching. Next topic, lay up treasures in heaven. Do not lay up for yourself treasures on earth. So while we live on earth, we lay up our treasures. Here, treasures meaning not only just the tangible, the material, but also your own time, your own labor, your own skill too. So those material things, you should lay up for yourselves in heaven, not on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Where your treasure is, follows your heart. So this one is, basically Jesus taught this message. When you leave from this earth, what do you bring into heaven? The answer is nothing. So when we go to a funeral service, so he or she left everything, clothes, books, everything. She couldn't take anything. So that is the bottom line. So while you are living on earth, your the treasure, your material thing should put into heaven. So here Jesus gave a certain example, Luke chapter 16,
verses 1 through 9, this bookkeeper, you know, very dishonest, you know, bookkeeper or accountant in a case. But Jesus teaching us his wisdom. Yeah. Luke chapter 16, verses 1 through 9. Jesus also said to his disciples, there was a certain rich man who had a steward. Steward meaning a manager or accountant or bookkeeper. And an accusation was brought to him that this man was wasting his goods. So basically, he managed his goods, his material, not well, you know, they wasted his goods. Last time I saw the San Bernardino city, you know, got, you know, bankruptcy. The news report said main reason the city officer did not manage the income, the finance well. Basically, they wasted, you know, their finances a lot, and that's why, you know, the city of San Bernardino, you know, got, you know, bankrupt. Like that, wasted. You know, his goods, his finances. So he called him and said to him, what is this I hear about you? Give an account of your stewardship, for you can no longer be steward, which means you are fired. So certain date. Then usually, you know, 2 weeks in advance in a notification. So it like that. So in advance notification of discharge is given to a steward, to bookkeeper. Then the steward said within himself, what shall I do? For my master is taking the stewardship away from me. I cannot dig with my physical, you know, strength, you know, so I cannot dig. I am ashamed to beg. I have no brave to beg, you know, some food. I have resolved what to do, that I am put out of the stewardship, they may receive me into their houses. So basically he decided that he called the debtors order to his masters to his house. So he called everyone of his master's debtors to him and said to the first, how much do you owe my master? And he said, 100 measures of oil. So he said to him, take your bill and sit down quickly and write 50. Some kind of discounted, you know, debt, you know, basically. Then he said to another, and how much do you owe? So he said, 100 measures of wood. And he said to him, take your bill and write 80. So the master commanded the unjust steward. Then is the owner, and listen to it, but here commanded. Commanded meaning recommended or give, you know, good point, not, you know, the discouraged, not, you know, the criticized. Commanded the unjust steward. So he knows the steward is unjust, not right, and wrongful. So basically, disloyal, you know, cheater, like a fraud, you know, something like that. Because he had dealt shrewdly or wisely. For the sons of this world are more shrewd in their generation than sons of light. So here, the sons of this world, which means unbelievers, are more shrewd in their generation than the sons of light. The sons of light meaning believer. Here basically the unbeliever prepare for the future, at least. Here future meaning after he is fired. So at least he is preparing for future. But he is the believers, you know, less wise, which meaning believers should prepare future too. Future meaning for future life in heaven, future life after the death, after the earth. So, and I say to you, make friends for yourselves by unrighteous mammon, that when you fail, they may receive you into an everlasting home. Here, basically, everlasting home. So basically, while you are living on earth, you should lay up your treasures, your materials into heaven. Then the next question is the question two. What does the phrase of lay up for your service in heaven mean? In particular, what does it mean? Basically, this is basically Jesus said, you know, kingdom of God, you know, situation. Here, the question two, basically, the 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort with all suffering and teaching. So this is maybe you may lay up your treasures, your materials for preaching or teaching, so that kind of thing. So you may go offering, you know, for evangelist or for, you know, the teachers, just like that. Also, Matthew chapter 28 and verse 18 through 20, Jesus gave, you know, the big commandment. And Jesus came and just spoke to them, them and disciples, saying, all authority has been given to me, Jesus, in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations. All the nations, not only in the United States, but, you know, other foreign countries, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. Basically, Jesus commanded his disciples, so you make, you know, disciples, you know, Jesus' disciples of all nations. So basically, you may supporting your materials to kingdom of God's ministry, extend the kingdom of God, you know, that, you know, considered as to lay off treasures into heaven. So then the verse 22, the light of the body. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? Here, light of the body is the eye, which meaning what you see with your eye, either good thing or bad thing. If you see good thing, you know, whole is good. If you see bad thing, you know, whole is bad. So next question, what is good? So King James Version says single, you know, good, instead of good word in, you know, single. Single meaning single-minded to God is considered good. Psalm, you know, chapter 86 and verse 11, David just said, teach me your way, O Lord. I will work in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name. So unite my heart, undivided my heart to fear your name. So that is good. So next 24. No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Here, basically, Jesus told you cannot serve two masters. You can serve only one master, the Lord. Here is the one example, anything other than God. So you cannot serve anything other than God. Here, one example, mammon. So in material society, mammon is, to become, you know, idol, you know, easily, you know, tempted, you know, to idol. So basically, Jesus, you know, teaches us, you know, how, you know, our attitude to mammon. So mammon is just the instrument, just the mean. That is not, you know, we are worshiping mammon. We are worshiping God. Do not worry. The last part, you know, do not worry. Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on or what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Here, eating and drinking basically required for life, right? It's a physical life. Here, talking about physical life. Clothing is required for, you know, body, you know, wearing a body so we keep, you know, our temperature, you know, something like that. So it is, that's why, you know, needed is a clothing. So then Jesus gave an example, verse 22. Look at the birds of the air, for they are neither sow nor reap nor gather into barn. So birds never worked for food at all, but your Heavenly Father feeds them. So because Heavenly Father feeds the birds, that's why they can survive. Are you not over more value than they? Which means you, man, more valuable than birds. So men are more valuable than birds. Why? In Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, God, you know, talks about, then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Because a human being is more valuable than birds, any other non-human creature. Why? Because human beings are created by God in God's image, God's likeness. That's why. Let human being have dominion over the fish of the sea. So human being is charged as a manager over all non-human creatures. Dominion of the fish of the sea, of the birds of the air. Here birds, of the birds of the air, and of the cattle, of all the earth, of all earth, including puppies, you know, the dogs. So human beings are more valuable than dogs. So even, you know, homeless people are more valuable than dogs. So over every creeping thing and creeps on the earth. So that's why, you know, the homeless ministry to marry the one homeless lady, you know, that is really give the compassion, or he, you know, practice you know, God's word into his own life. You know, like, you know, human being is more valuable than, you know, any non-human, you know, creatures. So basically, you know, Jesus said, are you not of more value than they? Which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit? One cubit meaning 18 inches. 18 inches to his stature or his height. So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. So lily by themselves never work, but they got blossom of lily flowers. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. So because lilies are alive, you know, so that time, so while in the bloom, so the lilies, you know, is so beautiful, that is much better than Solomon. Now if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is, tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Here, little faith. So California poppies, you know, wild flower in spring season, you know, so beautiful. That in, you know, beauty, much better than, you know, Solomon, you know, king's in enclosure. So because God is taking care over them. So Psalm, you know, chapter 37, you know, verse 25, the David's, you know, face, you know, the confessions right there. Here, there is I have been young and now am old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his descendants begging bread. Basically, David said they never saw the righteous people were forsaken. Who are righteous? Righteous people, you know, the means the righteous shall live by his faith. So basically, whoever live by his faith is called as the righteous man. So the righteous man shall not be forsaken. So his descendants never beg, never become beggars. So basically, you know, David said, so David has a faith and God's protection, or God's taking care of himself. Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles see. Here the Gentiles, again, unbelievers. You know, the Gentiles, non-Jews, no such meaning. Because Matthew, you know, wrote this book, the main audience, Jewish people, the believers of God. You know, that's why the Gentiles and the unbelievers seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek the answer right here. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. All these things, meaning drink, eat, clothes, shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things sufficient. Tomorrow will worry about its own thing. Tomorrow becoming today. Today is usually covered. So that's why. One example, you know, last time in Bernice, the Friday, she called me, Wayne, I was hospitalized in, you know, Kaiser Permanente, you know, seventh floor. So, you know, the Sunday, after service, the Congress members might visit on me. So seventh floor in a certain room. So then Sunday early morning, I got a message. So she told me, I left from hospital, you know, Saturday to home. So you don't need to, you know, come to, you know, today, Sunday. So basically, you know, today is usually covered, you know, its own thing, you know, today. It covers, you know, its own thing. So that, you know, basic, you know, means. So do not, you know, worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow will cover its own things. You know, tomorrow becoming today, you know, it will cover its own things. You know, that will be sufficient of the day is its own trouble. So Philippians chapter 1, you know, verse 6, and last verse, encouraging word, being confident of this very thing, that God, who has begun a good work in you, good work, which meaning the God's work, God way, you know, good work in you, will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Until the day of Jesus Christ, until God's time. So we are sang songs, you know, in His time, in His time. So in His time, you know, good work, you know, will be, you know, complete. You know, like that, you know, the Philippians in chapter 1, verse 6. Oh, let's see, you know, each question. In verse 15, but if you do not forgive a man their trespasses, neither will your father, forgive your trespasses. Why not? The answer is, first of all, we are sinners. So second, our sin, too much sin, you know, were forgiven by God through Jesus' blood shed. That's why we have no excuse to forgive our brothers, you know, who are against us. That's the reason, as Jesus taught us, Jesus taught it to Peter. In verse 20, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. What does the phrase of lay up for yourselves in heaven mean? Basically, support our materials. So extending our skill, our time, or our labor to kingdom of God, you know, such as, you know, preaching, you know, ministry or teaching ministry or charity ministry, to, or maybe koinonia ministry. Koinonia meaning Christians, brothers and sisters of fellowship, you know, too. That kind of thing, you know, we can apply, you know, to those matters. The last question in verse 25, therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Why not? Jesus answered verse 33, when you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. That's the answer. So no matter what, you know, we are seeking first the kingdom of God. And today we see, what is the kingdom of God? You know, so what kingdom of God simply meaning the kingdom controlled by God, the area controlled by God. How can I know God's will? God's will we can know from the Bible, because the Bible is God's word. That's why. So here's the righteousness. Righteousness, what does it mean? Righteous meaning the righteous shall live by his faith. What does it mean, faith? Faith meaning, the Bible said, faith comes by hearing. Hearing comes by the word of God. So from the Bible. So that is kind of in context like that. Okay, let's just sing song all together in his time. Then we'll pray for food and Lord's Prayer in his time.